Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome back to the First Team. Joe DeLeon, Ryan Roberts. Today we're going to be sharing our favorite picks from day three of the 2024 NFL Draft. Next show that we're going to be dropping is going to be coming out tonight as well, is our just draft grade.
2025 mock draft. Shut your mouth.
We're not getting there. No, calm down. I tweeted about it, but no, settle. Settle down. We're going to be sharing our favorite draft classes from the 2024 NFL draft. But Ryan, let's get into the guys that we liked on day three. The first one that we have to bring up is one that we were just discussing, and it's one that we're in agreement here pretty quickly on. Jared Wiley ending up with the Kansas City Chiefs as the eventual replacement in what's probably going to be 1 or 2 years of Travis Kelce. That's insane. A 4'6 athlete at 6'7", as gifted as he is, and we know that Travis Kelce for a good period of time was, hey, we're going to throw you the ball up the seam. You know what? Jared Wiley's going to be in a couple of years, but taller, we're going to throw you the ball up the seam. That is an unbelievable pick that he ended up there. I would argue anywhere else it might not be as exciting, but the fact that he is with the Chiefs is bonkers to me.
You know what's funny, Joe, is because people just remember Travis Kelce as the greatest tight end maybe ever that we've seen over the last 7-8 years, right? But if you go back and look at his Cincinnati career when he was with the Bearcats in college, dude, he was a late breakout guy. Like, he wasn't a guy that was like that dude. And then he was a mid-round draft pick because he had a bonkers combine. You know what I mean? Like, this is a guy that has a similar trajectory, I would say, to Jared Wiley. Like, Jared Wiley was a seldom used producer at Texas, and then had an okay year at TCU in 2022, and then had a pretty impressive year in 2023. Like, everything is trending upward. I think it's the perfect person to learn from, man, because again, like, a little bit of a different body type, but they have similar games coming out of college. They were both athletic dudes that still needed to put it together. And I think that learning from a guy like Travis Kelce is big. And I think on the short term as well, we've seen over the last couple of years, whether it was Blake Bell or Noah Gray or whoever else, the Chiefs are okay with doing some two tight end slot and be able to throw out of it, right? So I think Jared Wiley gives you some receiving upside as a second tight end in the offense in 2024. But beyond that, I think you're 100% correct. You have the opportunity to learn from the best, a guy that has had a similar trajectory as you from a college career to an NFL draft prospect. I think it's a perfect situation for a guy like Jared Wiley to fall into.
Speaking of another offensive weapon that lands into what has to be the best possible team that he could have ended up on, Jalen Wright ending up with the Miami Dolphins felt like it was.
Why do they do this? Every single year, man. Every year.
They almost don't even really need Jalen Wright because they got Devon Achane, they got Raheem Mostert, but Jalen Wright is a more athletic version of both of those guys. It wouldn't surprise me.
More athletic. I mean, they're both like four-three athletes.
Let me rephrase. If anyone can't tell, my brain is scrambled from the amount of stuff that we've done over the past couple of days. My point is that I think he has more upside than those guys in the next couple of years than they do. It wouldn't shock me if Jalen Wright doesn't take over as the primary back. But for a 49ers offense / Miami Dolphins offense style running back, he's perfect. You couldn't have checked the box any better than Jalen Wright being a running back in your offense. And even if he's not the starting back, much speed and so much elusiveness that is going to be just another weapon to an already explosive offense.
There's not many teams, or I should rephrase, there is one single team in the NFL that could say, hey, my third string running back is my third slowest guy and he runs a 4.38. Like, it's just, it's bonkers, man. Like, athletically, Jalen Wright is about as good as you're going to find. And he's not a small back either. Like, Raheem Mostert's a small back. Devon Achane's a small back. Jalen Wright's not a small back. I mean, he's over 200 pounds and he's able to still have the athleticism and the explosiveness that he has. I mean, and the great thing is, if you're talking about fit as a fourth rounder, Raheem Mostert has had durability issues in the past. Devon Achane just kind of limped through his rookie year. Although it was dynamic and it was explosive, he missed several football games. I mean, literally, he got injured, came back, and then got re-injured again, you know, down the stretch of the season. So those guys are a nagging injury away. It doesn't have to be something serious. It could be just something like a soft tissue type of injury to Jalen Wright on seeing them as running back one in Miami, potentially. I think that, we have this type of upside potentially with the Jalen Wright. And I mean, at some point, I kind of do question the fact of like, hey, Miami, maybe you should go after other positions other than running back and prioritize the speed offensively. But either way, I mean, again, we have a track team that's just getting faster and faster.
Before I give my last one, who's your second favorite pick of the day three?
My second favorite pick?
Well, okay, you said Jared Wiley.
Oh, I didn't have Jared Wiley on my list.
Oh, okay. List. So then who was your first then?
The Kansas City Chief that I was talking about beforehand that I didn't tell you was fourth rounder, number 133 overall. The Kansas City Chief selected Jaden Hicks, safety out of Washington State, which I thought was just like, all right, guys, relax. I mean, first and foremost, I think that Jaden Hicks was overthought in this class a little bit. I think he was, because I don't even know, like, what number was he in this class? I know there was at least 3 to 4 just in the third round alone. So, I mean, he probably was maybe like safety 7, safety 8. Like, I don't know exactly what number he was, but I think he should have been higher. I mean, because he was at the very end of the fourth round. It's not like the beginning of the fourth round, like day three just started. And then you go after Jaden Hicks. He was a late fourth round pick. And I would not be shocked, Joe, because we saw what they've been able to do with Brian Cook when he's been healthy the last 2 years as kind of that big safety, short zone, intimidator, physical dude. I imagine Brian Cook's role in the Kansas City defense, but on steroids with a Jaden Hicks. That's what I anticipate here. Working with that defensive staff and what they were able to do just this past year. I mean, quietly, well, not so quietly because people were talking about by the end of the year, but the Kansas City Chiefs had a top 2 defense in the NFL in like most statistical categories last year. Steve Spagnuolo did an incredible job. This kid can play on the third level, split zone stuff, short zone, alley runner, could play on, I think, in sub package. I think he could play on the second level a lot too if you needed him to do that as well. So I think a Swiss Army knife, Jaden Hicks, added to the Kansas City Chiefs defense is pretty nasty, man.
BetOnline remains your top spot for all of your live betting action and contests. NFL, college football, UFC, NHL are all in full swing. BetOnline is your number one source for wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions with both desktop and mobile access at any time. Head to BetOnline today and use promo code BELIEVE. That's BLEAV. For 50% off your first deposit. That is a 50% welcome bonus. Bet online, where the game starts. Yeah, we know how aggressive Spagnuolo is. And this is the physical profile of a guy that he is going to have a blast with. A guy that they can just use as a weapon. That they can throw all over the place, unique alignments. Yeah, I like that too. I didn't know that was the direction that you were going. And who was your second one then?
My second one was Cam Hart, who went in the fifth round, number 140 to the Los Angeles Chargers, Joe. I literally, and I shared this with you, I sent you the text. I sent a text message for people out there to a scout on a team that was not on the clock when I was inquiring about this or near the clock, just because I wanted a person that didn't have any bias or didn't have anything to hide, right? And I was just like, hey, what's going on with Cam Hart? Like, we saw Cam Hart this offseason dominate the Senior Bowl, go to the combine, test exceptionally well, had his last year in 2023 at Notre Dame was fantastic film, and he was able to stay healthy. And I had heard the medicals were good on Cam Hart throughout this process. Like, they're good. Everything checked out right. So I texted my agent, my scouting friend, and I said, hey, is there a medical red flag on Cam Hart? Because that's the only way I could figure it out, Joe. I was like, even the mainstream analysts were mocking him in like the third round. So I'm like, why is Cam Hart here in the fifth? And also, all due respect to Tarhib Still or whatever his name is from Maryland, but like, why is that guy going before Cam Hart?
That was a weird one.
That was my last straw. I was like, why is Cam Hart going behind some of these corners? And so I texted him. And I was like, hey, like, what's going on here? And he said, no, he doesn't have anything noteworthy, nothing. And then he said, I'm honestly pretty surprised that these corners are going in front of Cam Hart. So I don't know why the decision was made. I don't know the reasoning for it. All I know is Los Angeles Chargers got a 6'3 corner, 4'5 flat, 39.5-inch vert, 10'10 broad, and has had improved every single year, incrementally improved his production and his play. And I think, that, I mean, Los Angeles needs corners, man. So I would not be shocked if fifth-round pick Cam Hart is playing for the Los Angeles Chargers in 2024 in some capacity and contributing.
Yeah, Cam Hart was my last one that I had. Weird that he fell as far as he did. And the Chargers had a really good draft overall. Very, very well-rounded with the way that they were able to address a lot of their needs. But yeah, Cam Hart, man, like if he ends up being the starting outside corner, one of the starting outside corners for them, we're a team that just has not had consistency at that position and their defense was very porous last year. It is great value for where they got him in the fifth round that they got him.
Fifth round, 140 overall. Yep.
Who was the last guy that you had before we close out?
Bo Limmer. Sixth round draft pick, Joe, number 217 overall to the Los Angeles Rams. I thought Bo Limmer was going to be like a fourth round pick, somewhere in that ballpark, like borderline top 100 player. Because I know we talked about him in the summer. I remember you liked Bo Limmer as well, right? Bo Limmer.
Yes, I did.
Center, can play guard, has good positional versatility. Thought had pretty good 2023 film at center, despite Arkansas being kind of a bad situation this past year offensively, right? But I was just kind of confused on that one, man. I'm like, I think that the Rams got at least good backup in round six, late in round six, who could actually be a starting caliber player. Like he has that type of upside, I believe, that he brings to the table. He's 6'4 plus, 310 pounds, moves pretty well, physically strong. Like I'm missing what the issue was with Bo Limmer. I don't know if there was something medical related. I don't know if it was something character related. I don't know. All I know is the film is pretty good. I think he was a top 150 type of football player. And here he was falling to 217 for the LA Rams. And with his position flexibility, I think that he could at least stick as a valuable swing player inside potentially for the LA Rams.
At the very least, you're getting a really good backup. And they were a team that we addressed and said they need to add to their offensive line throughout this process. Yeah, I liked Bo Limmer. I liked him in the preseason. I liked him during the whole draft process, guard or center. Pretty flexible, pretty powerful. Yeah. Not necessarily a high-level starter in his future, but I do like that one. Unexpected, but I do like that one. Folks, we're going to be back with a breakdown on our favorite overall classes, so stay tuned for that. Hit the subscribe button so you don't miss out. At Joe DeLeon, at Rising Draft. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.